Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
And let us pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful and thankful for an opportunity once again to be in your court. Dear Lord, we ask that you speak to us. Holy Spirit, we avail our hearts for a change. Draw us even closer and closer. We pray, Lord, that the word that shall come forth shall not be of the letter, but let it be by the Spirit. Let it bring life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and sit on top of your enemy. And this afternoon, we are coming to the conclusion of our series of messages on labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. Labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. And our final message, our final topic under this series is labor for the blessing of favor. Labor for the blessing of favor. Hallelujah. So we've been sharing a lot about things that we ought to labor for. Hallelujah. We have been learning so many things, and I think by this time we all have seen that it is more superior to work or labor for a blessing or endeavor to obtain blessing than to work with the intention to be rich. I think we have seen that it is far more superior to labor for a blessing than to labor for money. Hallelujah. And so we have learned about the things that bring blessings in our lives. And one of such things is favor. Favor. Favor is an aspect of blessing. Hallelujah. To be favored is a blessing. So instead of laboring to be rich, you are being exhorted to labor for the blessings of being favored. Hallelujah. Instead of striving for wealth, strive to be favored and to be chosen. Hallelujah. Instead of laboring to have wealth, instead of pursuing for money, the Bible says, do the things that will bring you blessing. And one of the aspects of blessing is favor. Hallelujah. When you are favored, you will not have to work for many things that others are dying for. Others are working so hard for. When you are favored, amen. A favored person is a blessed person. When someone is favored, that person is blessed. A favored person receives many supernatural gifts. Supernatural gifts are gifts that are not natural. It will not naturally come to you. But when you are favored, when you have favor, you receive supernatural gifts. Amen. So favor is very important. Favor is all about being chosen without any specific given reason. That is when you are favored. You are being chosen or you are being selected, and there is no specific reason. There is no specific reason. To have favor is to be chosen or to be selected. That means there are many people that can receive the thing or can be selected, but you in particular, for whatever the reason, you are the one that has been chosen. That is favor. Amen. That is favor. Hallelujah. So favor is a very important thing for you to have. Favor is more important than working hard. Amen. And you notice in this life that there comes a point in time that people would have had certificates, people have degrees, people have higher education. But there comes a time where what is going to make a difference is favor. What is going to make a difference between two classmates who went to the same school from kindergarten through middle, primary school to middle school to high school and to college? They can go to the same college or different colleges and do the same courses and graduate at the same time. There will be a difference. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter that we all have the same degree or we all attain the same level. There comes a time that your education can take you so far. Your effort can take you so far. What is going to take you further is the favor of God. Amen. A lot of times, the biggest positions in life, the biggest attainment to attain the highest is usually not through your efforts. It's favor. Amen. It is favor. When they have certain positions, you know, there are certain type of positions, you know, that people can live there for very long. They can be very old and they still can work. They pass retirement age and they're still there. So how can your hard work displace such people that you can attain that position? But when the favor of God comes upon you, you see suddenly they create another position. They are there, but they have another position and you are in that position. It is the favor of God. It is the favor of God. It's not always that you are going to work up the ladder to get to the top. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's not always that you have to climb the stairs to get to the top. Sometimes you need the escalator. Sometimes you need the elevator. The elevator takes you to the top whilst people are walking up the stairs. It is similar. That is how the favor of God works. It lifts you up. It takes you higher.
Amen.
It takes you past others who are walking up the ladder.
Amen.
It's the favor of God.
Amen.
Amen. So one of the most important experiences, for instance, that women will experience is being chosen, for instance. You know, that you are chosen. When a man chooses a woman to marry, you know, there are several other women. Are you listening? There are several other women who can equally be chosen. There are several other women. And in fact, you can look at yourself and say, I mean, seriously, there are others who could have been chosen. Are you listening?
Yes.
But then the man chooses you. The man chooses you. Why? Is it because you are more beautiful than the other? Is it because you speak softly or softer than the others? Because you yourself will know that this soft speaking is just for now. You know that. No, you understand what I'm sharing with you. I mean, let's be real. You understand what I'm sharing with you. Don't pretend like you don't understand. This is not, you know, it's not. You understand, you know. That is a soft speaking that you have adapted lately. It's for a reason. And it's for a season. You know, everyone, when you want to get into a relationship, you don't put up your left foot. You know, you don't bring up your left foot. Are you listening? When you are getting into a relationship or when you want to be in a relationship, you have to always put your right foot. Do you understand? The right foot is very strong. The right foot is firm. It stands. You know, the right foot is nice. The right foot speaks softly. Are you listening? The right foot dresses nicely. The right foot is very patient. Do you understand? The right foot does not shake. Oh, you can stand on the right foot. And then you keep on the right foot for until a certain time. You see, that is why it's usually not encouraging to keep beloved dosing for a long time. You know, when you are beloved dosing, you are having beloved dosing for too long, you know, and it's going and going and going. You know, the man says he wants to marry you, and then you are put up the right foot. You know, you can't keep standing on the right foot. You can't keep standing on the right foot. At some point, you get tired and say, hey, this left one is here. I cannot keep standing. How long can I keep talking this softly like this? You know, how can I keep saying, oh, yes, I agree. Me too, the same color, I like it. How long? That's my favorite too. Is that your favorite? You cannot continue like that. Because every time you go to the restaurant, his favorite, he said, that's my favorite too. But how long can you eat his favorite? So at some point, you bring the left foot. And that is why many people get surprises in marriage. You know, they've seen the right foot all along. And then suddenly some other foot shows up and says, hey, where is this one from? And then he says, were you expecting something different? Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a choice that the man has to make. And it's a favor of God. It's a favor of God for the man to choose you. Are you listening?
Yes.
Oh, stop. Come on. Let's. You are listening. So say thank you to your husband. Say thank you, husband, for choosing me. You see, they are not saying it though. Amen. Because there are often many other ladies like you that the man could have chosen from. But for some reason, you were chosen. You were chosen. And then you can agree with yourself that why did he choose me? Have you not asked before? Why did he choose me? Amen. So there comes a point in time that everyone needs favor. Everyone needs favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everyone needs favor. And that is why the Bible is full of favor and the description and teaching of favor. This morning, Bishop was teaching something very powerful on prayers. You know, and he was giving a key for a woman to be chosen for marriage. You know. And he said something that was very profound. He says, for you to be chosen, hide yourself. You know, hide yourself in God. Do you understand? For you to be chosen, hide yourself in God. And when you hide yourself in God, the man will think he's choosing God. And then suddenly he has chosen you. Amen. But I want to add that for the man to continue to keep you, continue to hide yourself in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To continue to keep you. Amen. And I believe the same goes for the man also. Hallelujah. The woman also has a choice. Are you listening? But your choices, they are limited. You can choose and remain single for a very long time. Are you listening? So your choice, it doesn't have such power. If you say, I don't like this one, I don't like that one, I don't like that one, then they are finished. By the time you realize your flower has lost all the petals. Are you listening? So be wise, but hide yourself in God. Hide yourself in God. And God will keep your flower shining. God will keep you looking good. God will present you as a woman of virtue. That is how God presents you. And the man sees God. And as he's choosing God, he chooses you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are trying to understand the principles that work behind favor. And we want to do everything that we can to be favored, instead of aiming to be rich and aiming to have wealth. We want to choose to be favored and to receive favor of God, and that will lead us to the blessings that we other people are fighting and dying for. Hallelujah. So we want to look at some examples of situations and people that were favored in the Bible. Hallelujah. Number one, the Israelites had favor and they walked away with the wealth of Egypt. The Israelites had favor and they walked away with the wealth of Egypt. See, the Egyptians were once the ones that were laboring for riches. They were laboring for riches. And the Israelites received favor. They received favor, and the Egyptians, who had labored for riches, handed over their riches to the Israelites because of favor. And when God favors you, that is what happened. When God favors you, people give you wealth. People hand over wealth to you. When God has favored you, people who have labored all their lives for their riches, they hand them over to you because of God's favor that is upon your life. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21, the Bible says, "And I will give this people favor." This is God speaking to Moses. He says, "And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty because of the favor." It says, "I will give these people favor." And the intention of the favor, the purpose of the favor, is that when they go, they will not go empty. Favor of God will not leave you empty. Amen. I said, because of favor, you will never be empty. You will not lack. You will not have an empty house. You will not lack. Your bank account will not be empty because of favor. I am saying, because of favor, your bank account will not be empty. It's not because of your hard work. It's because of favor. Favor of God. Amen. It's a favor of God. We have seen people who have worked very hard in life. You are just beginning. But we have seen people who have worked very hard in life and their bank accounts are empty. But when the favor of God comes upon you, he says you will not go empty. You will not be empty. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 35. We read into 36. It says, "And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment." They borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. Now, the word borrowed is an Hebrew word that is translated from the word shael, which means to inquire or request or demand. That means they ask the Egyptians, because if you borrow something, you have to pay back. So they asked them, they demanded of them, they asked the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Are you reading with me?
Yes.
The Bible says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, such things as they asked for. Their masters, the Egyptians, were given to them because the Lord gave them favor. May you have favor that whatever you need and you ask of your boss will be given to you. Anyone, that is one of my favorite prayers. That anyone that makes decision concerning you, anyone that decides you be promoted or not be promoted, may the Lord touch that person's heart.
Amen.
That you'll be favored.
Amen.
Look, it's not that the person likes you. Are you listening? It's not that the person likes you, but it's because God has given you favor. The Egyptians didn't like the Israelites. They didn't like them. They were mean to them. But the Bible says God gave the people favor in their sight. Anyone that makes decision concerning you, favorable decisions, let them be made concerning you.
Amen.
Anyone that makes a decision as to whether you should receive pay rise, whether you should receive increase in salary, a day off, preferred schedule, may the Lord affect that person. May the Lord touch that person. That you will have favor in their sight. In the name of Jesus. Teachers and professors who mark your papers. They mark your papers. And sometimes you just need just that one mark to get through. May the Lord give you favor.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord grant you favor.
Amen.
One time, one of the sisters, you know, encountered some situation that almost took her out of a program. Almost took her out of a program. And someone stands strongly wanting to take you out of the program. But we prayed. I said we prayed. And the Lord granted favor.
Amen.
The Lord granted favor. That favorable decision was made.
Amen.
The Lord will give you favor. In times of adversity, may you receive favor.
Yeah.
When decisions are about to be made concerning you, may you receive favor.
Yeah.
When decisions are about to be made concerning you, may you receive favor.
Yeah.
Legal issues that need favor.
Yes.
Issues that judge run through your papers and goes through your papers. And goes through your papers. Someone is about to make a decision concerning you. I say someone is about to make a decision concerning you. And they are going through your papers. They are going through your papers. There is one particular paper. If they pay attention to that, that is your end. May that paper be overlooked. I say may that paper be overlooked. May that paper be closed. May that chapter be closed. May that paper be overlooked and be closed. That a favorable decision will be made concerning you. And you will say, indeed, this is the doing of the Lord.
Yes.
That is favor. That is favor. They say, bring this, bring that, bring this, bring that, bring this. And they have given you a long list. And you know that this one thing that is in the list, you really don't want to send it. But they have a checkbox. And they say, you have brought that. You have brought this. You have brought that. You have brought that. This one is missing. Bring it. And they are waiting. May that be overlooked.
Amen.
I say, may that paper be overlooked.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, and they lent to them, and to them as much things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. You see, that is not someone who is coming to borrow from you. That is why I was giving you the Hebrew translation of the word borrow from Shahel or Sahel. You see, because it says, and they spoiled the Egyptians. They spoiled the Egyptians means that they stripped them off of their wealth. They stripped them of their wealth. Do you think they intentionally wanted them to be stripped off of their wealth? It's a favor of God. It's a favor of God. That is why sometimes people make decisions concerning you. They do something for you. And then they sit down again and they ask, but why did they choose this person. And everyone is looking at each other. And they were all at the meeting. And they all decided to choose you. And they are wondering, but why did we decide to choose this person? And they are looking and they can't find the answer. It is the favor of God. May that favor come upon you. I said, may that favor come upon you, that you'll be chosen. You'll be chosen. The people were wondering, why did we give all our wealth to these people? Why? It's a favor of God. Hallelujah. The next one, Ruth. Ruth found favor with Boaz and received a job and a husband. You will not lack a job.
Amen.
You will not lack a husband.
Amen.
I say you will not lack a job. You know, when the favor of God is upon you, in the land, you will never be unemployed.
Amen.
When the favor of God is upon you, you will not be fired.
Amen.
When you are leaving a job, it's because you have made a decision to leave.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
I said, when you are leaving a job, it's not because they want to get rid of you. It's because you want to leave.
Amen.
May you receive that favor.
Amen.
I said, may you receive that favor.
Amen.
It is the favor of God. It's a favor of God. Hallelujah. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 10. He says, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes? You know, the story behind Ruth is when Ruth returned with her mother-in-law to Bethlehem. When Ruth returned, you know, situations were difficult. And so one day, Ruth told her mother-in-law, she said, let me go to the field, because they returned at the harvest time. The Bible says they came back at the harvest time. And she said, let me go to the field and work behind the harvesters. So what they were doing, poor people, when the rich people have their fields harvested, when they have harvested the field, the harvesters come and they reap all the grains. They cut all the grains. And the poor people come behind the harvesters. Are you listening? And they pick what is left behind. Now, the rich people, this was also scriptural, that they should let the poor people pick what is left behind. Okay? So now, Ruth told Naomi, her mother-in-law, she said, let me go and pick behind the harvesters. Perhaps we will have something in the house to eat. And so she went. And Boaz, who was the rich man who owned the field, saw Ruth, and the Bible says he asked the workers, the harvesters, who is that young woman that is picking behind the harvesters? And they said, it is Ruth, the lady that came with Naomi, her mother-in-law, after the husband have died. That is this Ruth. So he called Ruth and he did something for Ruth. And then now listen, it says, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes? Why, you know, that is, you look at yourself and you ask, why me? Why did they choose me? What did they find in me that they chose me? It is the favor of God that is in you. The favor of God. May the favor of God rest upon you. You know, the favor of God, it takes you high. The favor of God can change your life 360 degrees. The favor of God.
Amen.
You can go in this direction, struggling and struggling and struggling, and the favor of God will hit you and turn your face in another direction. Suddenly, your life is changed. She said, why me? Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, that they even notice you? Who are you? You are nothing. Amongst the people who are there, You don't find yourself to be anything. But when the favor of God is upon you, you see, the favor of God lifts you up like this. And you are above those who are around you that you'll be noticed. They can see you. In the midst of others, they can see you. It's the favor of God. May you receive that favor.
Amen.
I say, may you receive that favor.
Amen.
May you be favored that you'll be chosen. He says, why me? That should us take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger. Seeing I am a stranger. Amongst them, you are the least to be chosen. You are a stranger. You are a foreigner. But you'll be chosen.
Amen.
And they wonder why. It's the favor of God. He says, and Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel. I tell you, listen, God, he rewards our work. Let me tell you, God rewards our work.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. God rewards our work. When you work, God will reward you.
Amen.
God rewards our work. Are you listening? God rewards our work. So you have to have work for a reward. You have to have work for God to receive a reward, because God is looking to reward you for your work, for your good deeds. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be a person that does nothing for God, because God rewards your work. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says your labor in the Lord is never in vain. It's never in vain. Believe that. It's never in vain. That means it's not useless. It's not useless. He says, all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law, and so on and so forth, and thou hast left thy father and thy word, and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to rest, to trust. So put your trust under the wings of God. When you put your trust under the wings of God, that is when the favor of God comes upon you. He says, then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. I'm not even one of your servants. I'm not even like one of them, but you have chosen me. You have selected me. I am nothing, but you have chosen me. You are nobody, but the Lord will make you be somebody.
Amen.
I say, God will make you to be chosen.
Amen.
God will make you to be selected.
Amen.
God will make you very special.
Amen.
There are other handmaidens, but God will make you a special handmaiden.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, and Boaz said unto her, a meal time come. You see, when the favor starts, it just starts flowing. He says, at mealtime, come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy muzzle in the vinegar. This is for special people. But now you have been promoted. You were coming with the goal of picking behind the harvesters. You were coming for the leftover. You were coming as a poor person. But now you have been brought forward.
Amen.
I say you have been brought forward. You are as though you are part of the harvesters, and you are reaping and enjoying what the harvesters enjoy. So he says, come at mealtime. When it's lunch, come and sit with us and eat bread with vinegar. That's for rich people. When you have bread with oil, bread with butter, Shabayandaroma sakata, you will not eat dry bread. You will not eat dry bread. You will eat bread with vinegar, soaked in vinegar. Amen. Some of your face is like vinegar. It's rich people's food. You will learn to eat that. Amen. The Bible says, and she sat beside the reapers. Now she sat with the reapers. That was not her place. And he reached her parched corn. And she did eat and was sufficed. That means she was full. And afterwards she left. Put your hands together for the Lord. God will bring you forward. Let me give you one more. Favor of God, it changes life. I'm telling you, it changes life. Mothers and fathers, pray for your children for favor. Pray for them. Lay your hands for them and say, receive favor of God. Let the favor of God come upon you. It is favor. Our children who are going to colleges will receive favor. Favor for school selection, favor for financial aid, favor for who they will sleep with in their dormitories. All of that will be favor. Favor in the classes with good professors, good teachers. Not come across homosexual professors and all kinds of professors that teach all kinds of evil. But may God give them favor. Favor. Good roommates. God-fearing roommates. You have no idea. One small encounter can change the life of your child. One small encounter, one small resistance. Someone in that office, wicked woman like that, in that office, rises up. And that's the end of your child's life. That's the end. Frustrate the child, doesn't want the child to go forward, doesn't want the child to do well. Bring this, bring that, bring that. But may the Lord clear all of that. Clear all of that. All such people, clear them from your path, that your child will rise to great places and to great promotion. In the name of Jesus. I said, may your child rise up to great places. God will grant you favor. Your child that you considered as nobody, not among the great. You considered not among the great. May God do a miracle in that child's life. I say, may God do a miracle in that child's life. May God surprise you. Do a miracle in that life of the child. God is able. I tell you, God is able. He says, our labor in him is not in vain. It's not in vain. And I strongly believe that. That our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll just give you the rest, the points, and then you know, the book is just loaded. It's a small book like that, but I want to encourage you to read it. Read it to know what to labor for, because our time is up. The next one, it says, Joseph found favor in Egypt, and this made him a national hero and a governor. Joseph. You receive higher up positions as God chooses you and favors you. Higher up positions. Higher up positions. Higher up position. Someone will walk and you meet the person in the hallway and that will change your life. I said that will change your life. Just an encounter in the hallway, that will change your life. Someone walks to your office and that will change your life. I said that will change your life. It's not that they like you. You see, in Joseph's situation, you see, in Acts chapter 7 and verse 9, it says, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor. I don't know what you are going through, but may the Lord deliver you from all of your afflictions. All of your afflictions, every difficult situation, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you from all of your afflictions. None of your afflictions be left. None of your afflictions, none of the difficulties. May you not remember any of the difficulties. May there be things of the past. May there be things that you discuss as history. Things that pass you, things that once you encounter, all of your afflictions, none of the afflictions will be left in your life because of favor. He says, when he is done with that, when he has delivered you from all of your afflictions, he shows you favor.
Amen.
He shows God will deliver you from our afflictions and then add favor.
Amen.
Amen. It's not men that decide who you will become, what will become of you. Whether you become this or you become that. It's not up to a man to decide. As a Christian, it's not up to a man to decide who you will become. It is God. He says it is God who chooses and to show mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, don't limit yourself to your bosses, to your teachers, to husbands, to wives, to this and to that. Don't limit yourself. Hide yourself in God. I say, put your trust in God. He will lift you up. People will be walking up the stairs. Put your trust in God. As for man, you put your trust in man, you'll be broken. I say, you will be broken. You will be broken. Don't put your trust in man. The boss that promised you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. Stop writing all those emails and writing to remind you, oh, you remember, you know, you said this, you said, have they not promised you? Have they not promised you? That's why you want the favor of God. Labor for the favor that comes from God. Hallelujah. I say labor for what? The favor that comes from God. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what afflictions. God will turn your situation 360 degrees. God will turn your situation around. Hallelujah. Sometimes it may feel like there is no way out. You know, sometimes the situation is as if there is no way out. And truly, humanly speaking, there is no way out. Humanly speaking, there is no way out. When you look from left to right, there seems to be no way out. But lift your eyes onto the hills. That is where your help comes from. When you lift your eyes onto the hills, you say, my help cometh from the Lord. The help of the Lord, it changes the situation. The help of the Lord, it turns the situation. The help of the Lord, when it's coming, things that seem humanly impossible, suddenly you see a change. It is the help of the Lord. It's the hand of God. And you will say, indeed, this is the doing of the Lord. May that be the voice that shall come out of your mouth to say that indeed this is the doing of the Lord. Look at me today. This is the doing of the Lord. May that be your story. From today, you will not be a one who turns back to look at the calamities and to look at the destruction. And to, he said, the Bible says God delivered him from all of the affliction. God gave them favor. Receive the favor of God. I said, receive the favor of God. Receive the favor of God. You'll be lifted up from where you are. People will look at you and they'll be surprised. People will look at you and they will not recognize you. Take it from me and see that this prophecy will come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. It is the Lord. The favor of God. It is the Lord. He will do it. The favor of God. He's able. He's able. Lift your hands to the Lord and just sing to him and say, he's able. Sing to the Lord. He's able. God is able. The Lord is able. Our God is able.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.